Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're your humble hosts broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. You know, Julie, I just caught myself. Maybe we shouldn't be saying humble anymore. Maybe we're just doing the whole humble host thing because we're from Ohio and that's basically ingrained in us that we're supposed to always be humble. Have you ever thought about that? Isn't that weird?
I have, but, we'll see how
I'm
it
coaching
goes.
Myself
what,
right
what
now.
That's what we're going to say. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if we were from California, isn't that what we'd say? Yeah, but I'm doing – it's a little self-coaching. It's a little creepy. I got to back off.
So yeah, you're going to creep yourself out.
I know. We're back. We're going to have a continuation of the show we started yesterday. Love the feedback. You guys are wonderful with telling us what you like and what you don't like. You know, it is kind of funny. We always read your emails. We read everything. We pay very close attention. We're always wanting to make sure that we're in alignment with your expectations. But I want to be honest with you guys. I do not believe the customer is always right. I think the customer is, frankly, not that right very often. That's the truth. And here's what I mean by that. We have to basically pay attention and listen to what you guys are saying you want. But what we really have to do if we're going to do a great job for you is we have to think about what it is that you're what it is that you should be wanting as far as information that you don't know that you want. Okay? Does that make sense? If we just listen to what you said you want, we'd just be talking to you about how to buy leads and how to buy a team. We talk to you about branding. We talk to you about pumpkin pies and all that boring crap that doesn't work that's just a bunch of gimmicky horse shit. And if you've listened for a long time to this radio show, you know what we're talking about. So what we do is we tell you what you don't want to hear when you don't want to hear it, and we're going to continue to tell it to you. And, you know, here's what I know. The numbers of listens for the radio show are increasing at a dramatic pace. I really do truly believe that we're going to get this radio show up to 300,000 or 400,000 regular listeners maybe by the end of this year. And that's incredible because there's only a million-ish members of the National Association of Realtors. I think what's happening – and I think we're part of it. I don't think we're starting it. I think there's a movement, a revolution that's happening that's causing agents to realize the truth about what it really means to be of service to others and make money in the real estate business. And I think a lot of the gimmicky buying leads kind of branding sort of distraction stuff that you guys, a lot of agents have tried, you guys are smart. And you're figuring out – that's the best thing about agents is they'll quickly figure out, generally speaking, what works to make them money and what won't. Because they don't have never-ending sources of revenue to keep on boiling on experimenting with different, you know, maybe will happen, maybe it'll work kind of ideas like big companies do. You guys are very pocketbook sensitive, so you are going to naturally want to look for what's going to make the most money the quickest. And because a lot of these shiny, pretty object, sort of easy button ideas, buying leads and the rest of it, have been tested now for over 10 years. The word is out what works, what doesn't work. The word is out about essentially what those things really do in terms of producing results for your business. And look, I'm not going to drill down on any of that today. Listen to our past radio shows. They all live on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. But the moral of the story is I am seeing a movement happen towards agents actually realizing that they're entrepreneurs, realizing that they have to take full responsibility for their outcomes, realizing that this industry, selling homes, you guys right now are in the right place at the right time, and now it's up to you to take the right actions, meaning get your head clear, get a plan in place, and implement it. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I've had coaching calls all day so far, and I'm going to tell you something that I have to remind all of my top producers, and Julie and I generally will coach, you know, the agents that are either already very successful or that are essentially clearly on their path, okay? Here's something I remind all of them of, and I want to remind all of you guys of it as well, 165,000 of you that are, you know, or more that are listening right now. Listen to what I'm saying. There are no such things as home runs. Those are just things that happen in baseball, okay? In your business, don't look for home runs, ever. If you're just expecting home runs, you're going to be disappointed constantly. You're going to burn yourself out. Make your success, make life about a series, you could call it small steps, but I'm going to call it something more practical, right? Base hits. If you have a base hit every day, if you just get your butt out of the dugout and you get on base every day, you've done well. Truthfully, if you just go to the dugout every day, you've done well, meaning you're in the game. The way you win the game is you stay in the game and you keep swinging. And every single time you're up to bat, you try to get better. You listen to what your coach says. You stay focused. You don't just pack your shit up and go home. Get it? Now, and the other thing you do is you don't just decide you're going to become a masterful baseball player and then decide halfway through the game, just because it's hard, that you're going to go learn how to play soccer. You guys get the concept here? So the reality of it is focus on the daily base hits of life. And most days you're not going to have any sort of like real braggable or, you know, you're not going to be able to get at the end of the day, say, I had this incredible closing. I took this killer listing. That stuff just doesn't happen on a frequent enough basis. And if your ego and your expectation is that you're going to have these big, huge, you know, Bravo TV star lives, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to burn yourself out. Please remember what your coach said. It's building of success takes time. Building of wealth takes time. It's every day focus on having just a single base hit. You know, you guys know how it works, hopefully, that after you have a few more, then you have a home run. But you have to focus on just having a base hit every day. For my top producing agents, here's the base hit. Set an appointment, set a pre-qualified listing appointment, and take a pre-qualified listing. That is a base hit. That's the minimum standard I set for all my, you know, my top flight coaching clients, which means on average they're going to take 3 to 4 listings a week. All of you guys should have the same expectation. I don't care what market's it in. And here's the other little pearl I've been reminding all my top producers. Because, you know, they're impatient. After all, it's February. Why haven't they made $1 billion yet? So the other thing is, everything takes longer. Everything, right? Well, good. I'm glad that they're anxious. Everything takes longer, and that sucks. Everything takes longer to learn. Everything takes longer to accumulate. Everything takes longer to do. Everything takes longer than you want it to. But don't quit. See, what happens is when you get started on something and it takes longer than you're expecting it or you'd like to or you were told to or you believe it should, you quit. See, that's another excuse for quitting too soon. So you got to stay focused, got to expect that, you know, have the expectation every day. As long as it's a base hit day, that was a damn good day. Now, real estate treasure map, business plan, helping you guys focus on what you're supposed to be doing every day, all that stuff. Remember, I give you that book for free. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We're going to give you that book. We're going to give you Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. We're going to give you 5 other books, your 12-month lead generation plan, and we're also going to set you up to have a conversation with one of our new member coaches. All good stuff that all of you need to be absolutely positively embracing. If you've not done it yet, do it. Okay? And in the process, you'll learn about premier coaching, which is something most of you guys are going to embrace as well. But remember, everything takes longer than you think it should. And every day, as long as you have a base hit, that's a good day. Keep it between the lines, stay focused, and always move forward. Remember, this is what I've been telling agents that make, you know, $500,000, $750,000, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. These are the agents I'm talking to. I'm reminding them of these facts. Because, again, we're in this world where everything is basically, you know, we believe that we should have the expectation of instant gratification, which leads back to the pretty shiny, easy button type bullshit that people are trying to sell us. Buy this, do this, all your problems will go away. Develop the business maturity to know that anytime anyone approaches you like that, they're lying to you, overtly, intentionally lying to you. And you need to have the guts to say, no way. I know that long-term, ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Make sense, guys? All right, now, this week, or hopefully maybe today, we're talking about what is a great topic based on your feedback, 7 secrets to crush defeat before it crushes you. And today is part 2. So, Julie, I think you have some shout-outs from the Facebook page, and we'll get to our next point.
Yes, again, our private Facebook page for members only. You guys are doing a great job sharing your success and inspiring each other, as well as sharing great city-to-city and state-to-state referrals. So keep up the good work on that. Quick shout-out to Tracy Duggan, great example of someone who didn't wait to get ready to get started to someday possibly execute something in real estate where she might have been told, well, you got to wait around. It's going to take a while. Okay, so here's Tracy's story. Got her license December 16th. Signed a contract with a buyer December 26th, 10 days between license and first deal. She writes on Facebook, closed today. Without a doubt, it's because of this program. Thanks, Tim Harris, Julie Harris, Bill Bird, and Gina Masters. Bill and Gina are part of our great staff. All of your help so far is what has made this possible, and I'm looking forward to the future, and a lot of great supportive comments there as well. Then I wanted to move on to a shout-out to Lynette Jackson, who said, I finally got around to cleaning off my closed transaction board from 2016. Last year I had 18 closings. This year my goal is to double that. As I was writing in my numbers down the left-hand side, incidentally, this is something we teach you to do in the Premier Coaching Class, a specific way of visual accountability. Tracy's doing her wipe-off boards. As I was writing in the numbers down the left-hand side, I noticed I still had some room. So I changed my goal. What's four more closings? I've already closed four for the year, and I have three pendings. At this pace, I hope to surpass my new goal of 40 transactions. And I love on her whiteboard, she has 40 with, like, fireworks around it when she makes it. She's got all of her normal numbers and then 40 at the bottom. She's going to do it. Probably exceed that at this pace, Lynette. So keep up the good work. I love it. So kudos to all of you. And Coach Rochelle posted a great saying, never stop trying, never stop believing, never give up. Your day will come. So don't stop trying. This kind of plays into today's and yesterday's podcast, what to do when maybe you're feeling like you're getting your butt kicked a little bit. Yesterday we did three leading points, and today we're going to start with number four, Tim.
Okay, perfect. And go right ahead. Were
all
you
right,
talking
so,
back to me? You caught me midstream responding to a listener's chat, actually. You guys, some of you guys know this, but Julie
that
and I are on
you
chat
that
all day.
It's live.
Yeah, you know that's live. I was literally getting a chat, somebody asking me about the name of a book. So listen, we're on chat during the show, and you guys can actually chat us. If just send invitations to us. We're on, Google Hangouts. So Tim at timandjulieharris.com, just send an invite, or Julie at timandjulieharris.com, and we will accept your invite, and you can chat us during the show, as I have three or four people doing right now, which is fine,
right,
as long as Julie doesn't catch me responding to an
you.
Email midstream.
Sorry.
So Julie, go right ahead.
No
number four.
All right. You got it. Number four, don't ruin today over your temporary discouragement and defeat. We often remind our members when you're discouraged, this is temporary. It is not a lifestyle. So don't make it your story. Don't ruin today over your temporary discouragement and defeat. Today counts. Don't negate that by convincing yourself that today is already a mess, so there's no hope. What to do? Take a break. Breathe in and out slowly. Go for a walk, a run, a swim, or for some yoga. You can do that right there in your office. There's lots of great online. I have PilatesAnytime.com is what I use. There's lots of great stuff on YouTube. You can take a five-minute yoga break and recalibrate. Changing your action from passive, woe is me, the day is already trashed, to active, I'm back in control, instantly changes your mood. You'll be able to think more clearly and make better decisions. And sometimes, really, it is almost like literally an oxygen break. Make yourself breathe. And I also read, I think it was in Miracle Morning, that often we think that we're tired or depressed or something's wrong, when in fact, you're just dehydrated. Go have 8 ounces of water and see what that does for you, right? I mean, that's an easy fix. It doesn't even cost you anything. So here's a secret. For an immediate mood fix, you can also tune into your iTunes or YouTube, like we said, for yoga, Pilates, maybe just your favorite song. 3 minutes of doing nothing but listening to your perfect song could just do the trick. So know what it is that works for you. Some of our coaching clients, you know, if we hear this on a coaching call, we'll make you do 20 jumping jacks right there on the call just to get the energy level reset. So what is it that works for you personally? You might have to try a few things, but don't do nothing. Does that make sense, Tim?
It does.
So don't make a temporary upset into a lifestyle, even for a day. And again, figure out what works for you and implement it. I think the hardest part is catching yourself and just saying, all right, I got to change the tone. I have learned this a lot dealing with our three-year-old, right? So she'll go into tantrum zone, and you just have to change what she's doing, and she's out of it. I think that's actually good adult management as well. So you change the pace, you change the tone. Maybe you just hung up with a rough phone call dealing with inspections or whatever the case may be. Another agent likely will cause this problem sometimes. Take a breath. Do your jumping jacks. If you don't know what else to do because you've never done this exercise, just start with 20 jumping jacks. See what happens for you. Okay? So on to, let's see, we have point number five. Turn a complaint into a solution. Practice the following policy with yourself. Absolutely no whining, complaining, or sharing your alleged misery. No one is going to help you if you're bringing them down. Complaining is not a strategy. So follow your own rules. No whining, complaining, or sharing. If you want to stop listening to other people do that, and a lot of you complain that agents come into your office and they do this whining, complaining, and wanting your free coaching help and stuff like that, just have a no whining, complaining, or sharing of alleged misery policy. Complaining is not a strategy. So how do you deal with this? What do you do? Well, remind yourself of someone you know who is dealing with actual tragedy or trauma. See, in real estate, a lot of things seem like the end of the world, but when you compare it to actual tragedy or trauma, and you remind yourself, you know, remind yourself of somebody that's doing that who is actually making strides to move forward in spite of their serious situation. We get emails from you guys quite often saying this and that and the other thing happened to me and I thought that it was the end, but I just took this simple action. Remind yourself. Maybe that's you and you are setting the bar for other people. But think about courage and what they're going through versus, you know, dealing with a tough appraisal or whatever we make out to be a big deal. If they can do it, so can you. And keep it in perspective, right? We joke a lot. Go ahead.
Well, the essence of this, right, of your point, is just basically don't complain, because complainers have a tendency to flock together. And if you guys have ever thought about complaining in general, it never – you tell me a single – like when you complain about something, how do you feel after you've complained? The funny part is that little spark of – it almost feels good. That's your ego. So not, you're going to essentially become a complainer because you're getting this little – almost this little chemical release. That's just your ego. It's not something you want to embellish. That's not something that's going to empower you. So don't complain. Don't complain about anything. Here, try this. I'm not a complainer, Tim. Go on to your next point. Here, try this. You make a conscious effort to not complain, and you watch how often during throughout the day you actually complain that you stop yourself or you catch yourself, you become aware of it. Because it's not just, you know, outwardly complaining, right? It's not just like protesting. In any way that you complain about anything, even the small little tiny complaining things that you do, people, it's a habit. I promise you it's a habit. And what happens is when you start complaining like that, you spin off into a negative direction that is not going to bring to you the mindset necessary to welcome in success. That's really the bottom line with complaining. Just don't be a complainer. And then you'll have to, by the way, your complaining bad habits will be, you have surrounded yourself with other complainers. Complainers love complainers. Office managers, brokers, any of you guys who have, you know, teams or whatever, you know what I'm talking about. So complainers love complaining. So have a no complaining policy. No complaining. And then you make that no complaining in our office. There can be, there's a $5 fee for every time there's a complaint, and put a complaint jar out someplace. Do it in your family. Okay, and just notice then how what happens is the complainers will have such a hard time of breaking away from that habit of complaining that they'll basically, you'll find them behind the, you know, the coffee machine complaining to each other just because they've gotten in such a bad habit of it and they're addicted to complaining. I know it sounds ridiculous, but think about it. Start with your own behavior first. Joey, point number six.
That's so true. You know, I remember when I first noticed this, I was in college. And I was working as, yes, as a, I joke about being an elf, but I was working at a full-time Christmas store all year round. And there was this lady that worked there named Judy Bergen. And, you know, when you're in retail and you're not making much money, it's easy to complain. And, you know, sometimes customers would be pushy or whatever. But I actually, it was so obvious with her. She never had a bad thing to say about anybody. She never made a complaint. No whining, complaining, no nothing. It was actually like palpable with her. And I thought, well, what a great example. Even back then in my early 20s, I remember her. And whenever I'm kind of getting into that mode, I have a picture of her in my mind that pops in. Well, she was never like that. I remember my grandma, even though she had a lot of health things going on, I can't even tell you one time I heard her complain. So I think it's helpful on that point to have people in mind. Hopefully all of you guys can identify someone, and even if you can't, it means that you have more pressure to be that person yourself and make your own
example.
Well,
Julie, but I mean, yes. We need to move on to point number six, but the reality of it is complaining is a lot like Facebook. It's narcissistic. When you complain, and there's whole websites, whole businesses that are made to basically have you guys complain, you know, have us complain.
No, it's ridiculous.
And all they're doing is they're feeding into narcissism. Narcissism is just a form of ego. The whole thing societally is reinforcing people becoming complainers. You guys, can you think of a single flipping example of the successful? This is really the bottom line, right? Just take away all the clutter. Think of a single successful person that you know of or know of who you would think in your mind is a complainer. They don't exist. because you cannot be successful at the same time you're pounding out some sort of Facebook comment that's negative about, you know, some restaurant you just ate at. It won't happen.
Yes.
You become somebody who will never become successful. You become, I don't want to use all these stupid popular words, but let's just leave it at that. So do not complain. Stop complaining. Start with observing how often you complain and just catch yourself and just stop it. And then you'll start feeling resistance at first, like in forming any new habit. Breaking one's just as bad, just as hard. So then you'll start catching yourself, stay on that path, and in probably about a week or two, you'll kick the complaining habit. It's worth doing. Stop complaining, Julie. Point number six.
Point number six, because we're in danger of complaining too much about them complaining. Point number six,
right.
Whatever you resist persists. Write that down. Whatever you resist persists. If you're feeling constant despair, discouragement, and defeat, it must be time to make a change. If that's a constant thing with you and you can't shake it, it's absolutely time to make a change. Take responsibility for your life now. Whatever you're doing is apparently not working for you, or you wouldn't feel despair, discouragement, and defeat so consistently. So what to do? Paint a picture. We did this in the treasure map. What do you want your life to look like in 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years? Write down the answers and create a plan to achieve the changes necessary to get you there. Now, here's the secret to this, just to really drill down and make this an applicable exercise that you can execute on. Set goals in 5 areas of life. This, again, is in the treasure map. Physical, financial, family, spiritual, and educational. Those are your 5 areas of life to focus on. Write them down and get to work. Actually get into control. First step is to just accept that whatever you're doing isn't working, or you wouldn't feel like that all the time. And then what to do about it? Set goals in 5 areas of life. That's a great way. Even if you're not super specific right now and you have to sit down and think about it, if you have to go to Barnes & Noble and get a bunch of magazines that you have even remote interest in, maybe travel or exercise or cooking or whatever turns you on, break that ice. Start setting some new goals. Paint yourself a picture. If you don't like how things are now, paint yourself a picture and work backwards. Always works good. So point number 7.
And remember, guys, yeah. Julie, Think and Grow Rich for real estate treasure map. Julie just mentioned all that. You guys can download those for free. We do have them available for sale on Amazon if you'd like to go over to Amazon, as oddly enough, about 150 to 200 people do per month. Don't buy the books on Amazon. If you want to, great. We get paid $10 every time you buy one of our books. But
yeah,
I'm telling you right now, I'll give them to you. Well, yeah, it's fine. If you guys want to keep doing it, it's fine. But just go to timandjulieharris.com. You're probably listening to the show right now on that website. Scroll down, see that form, fill out that form, sign yourself up for a new member free coaching call, business consultation. You'll love it. It's definitely something all of you guys need to embrace. And then you'll get those books just for completing that form. Easy breezy, guys. Continue. Sorry, Julie.
That's all right. No worries. So point number 7, embrace the accumulation effect. Lots of little steps accumulate to reach your goals. Choose something, anything, and get it done. So how do you do this? Well, remember the affirmation. I love this one. I'm a doer. I do things now. I get things done. I'm a doer. I do things now. I get things done. I guarantee if you say that even 10 times, you're going to already be in action. But here's the secret. The act of achieving even the smallest, most incremental goal will by itself make you feel less defeated and discouraged. We say as coaches, done is better than perfect. That requires that you take action, and it removes the excuse that you're getting ready to get started to perfect something before you actually do it. So do something, even the smallest, most incremental goal. I remember taking music lessons from one of my great music teachers when I would complain about having to practice. You know, he said sometimes it's enough to just approach the piano and open the book. Well, that's an incremental step that got me that much closer to doing something I didn't necessarily feel like doing, right? So the act of achieving the smallest, most incremental goal will by itself make you feel less defeated and discouraged. You lace enough of those together, you get the accumulation effect on your side. And point number 8 before we run out of time, remember that you're not alone. Reach out to someone who supports you, understands you, and encourages you. Who is your biggest fan? Maybe it's your 5-year-old kid. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your best friend, your pastor, your rabbi. Just ask for help. You know that as coaches, we have your back. We are your biggest fans and supporters, okay? But they don't know you need help. We don't need your help if you don't ask. So what to do? Take action, get out of your own way. People love and support you, and they don't want you to feel down. Reach out without whining or complaining. Maybe all you need is a nice coffee with a friend talking about something completely unrelated. That's okay. You know, reach out to us. We are here to help you. We don't hide out from our clients, our listeners, or our members. It's normal to feel discouraged and defeated from time to time. You're not going to get away from that. I don't think it's healthy to even try to get away from that full time. But feel the feelings and then move on. Don't make it into your story. You know, we've had coaching clients that have felt that way for, like, decades. It's not just their story. It's like their life story, right?
Well, they're not coaching clients. They're people that are – they're not – but let's be honest. We don't – Julie, let's be honest. We don't have coaching clients
that
act like that. No, because if you guys come to
us
– if you guys come to us as complainers, that's going to be the first thing that we're going to basically make you realize and own that you need to stop. Or some of these basic, simple mindsets, things that have crept into your – essentially your lifestyle – those are the very things, these little tiny dysfunctional things are the very things that are keeping you guys to making the necessary moves for you to move the business, your business and your life forward. You know, and when a outside third party, you know, coach, for example, puts those in front of you in such a way that you're not offended or you're not, like, your ego will allow your, you know, your intellect to kind of consume the information and realize the change is necessary, that's where, I mean, that's really the reason that people hire coaches at the end of the day. That is the bottom line. So, I mean, guys, listen, this has kind of been a fun series of calls for us. Hopefully you've enjoyed it as well. We're going to wrap for today. Always, always, always email us if you need anything, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. If for any reason we can ever do anything for you guys, you always just reach out. If you've not had your free coaching call yet, if you've not set your business plan in place for 2017, what the heck are you waiting for? Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, or if you're on the main site now, just fill out the little simple form, wham, bam, and you are off to the races. You get all those books for free, no strings attached. Anything else you'd like to say to these guys, Julie, before we wrap?
Well, I mean, this was kind of a heavy topic, right, dealing with some of the setbacks and feeling disparaged. And I just want to conclude with saying that managing your emotions and being introspective and stopping yourself and doing something, that shows mental, spiritual, and personal maturity, not to mention business maturity. So act like the person that you wish to be. Be the example. We're so proud of you guys setting the example. You know, so many people try and disparage real estate and compare us to, like, you know, there's always lists that come out that we're not that high on the food chain. But I would disagree with that, and I think you would too, Tim, because our listeners and our members, every day where they're doing a killer job for their clients and prospects, they're setting the bar that much higher and being the example and being the professionals that we all want to be treated like. So kudos to all of you guys for taking action. Just wanted to kind of end
on
that.
You know, actually, Julie, for the sake of being competitive and being successful, it's counterintuitive, but the fact that the real estate agents, so many of them are unprofessional, uneducated, unskilled, so many of them are looking for the pretty shiny easy button, all that, you know what? It's easier to compete and win in an environment like that. If they were competing, when we were selling real estate, we're competing against a Navy SEAL Team 6 level skill set, you know, that's what real estate agents were. They're just, all of them were really phenomenal. I mean, would we have sold over 100 houses our first year in business? Probably not. I mean, the truth is, guys, is because the industry is the way that it is, when you are just ever so slightly more professional, more skilled, and have your head screwed on straight mindset-wise, you can dominate. You know, guys, that's the reason I love this business. Literally anybody, once they basically are on the right path, can be successful. It doesn't depend on your nationality. It doesn't depend on your ethnicity. It doesn't depend on your sexual preference. It doesn't depend on your religion. It doesn't depend on how many fancy degrees you have. It doesn't depend on any of that crap. Selling real estate and being successful in this industry is, I'm going to say it, and I hate this word, but it is easy once you're on the right path. What makes it confusing is all the outside static information telling you you're supposed to do all this crap, that if you just trusted your intuition, your intellect, and when someone comes to you, I had a chat, sorry, Connie, I'm going to not use your last name, but she was asking me about branding. Guys, seriously, branding? Do you really believe that? Here's what branding is. Branding is when someone's trying to sell you an ad, Connie, then chat. Sorry to end the show this way, but I just want to answer this. When someone is trying to sell you something, an ad, marketing, impressions, and they're trying to sell it to you based on the idea that it's somehow going to help you brand yourself, they are full of shit and they're lying. What they're really saying is they don't want you holding them accountable to results. Branding is not something real estate agents need to worry about. Do not think it is. You guys will not make money if you have even a slight leaning towards that type of thinking. Stay focused on being of service to others, helping people at the highest level that you can, and back that up with the honest-to-God skills that you need, and you will have no limits as to what you can accomplish in life. Anytime you need us for anything, sorry if I embarrassed you, Connie, but I didn't use your last name, Smith. But maybe, but
right.
Maybe
don't.
Right.
Sorry, I just protected you a little.
Exactly. So, guys, email us directly if you need us for anything, julie@timandjulieharris.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Have a great day and anytime for anything. Thanks.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.